各位弟兄姊妹，主内平安。今天我其实是不是讲到，是跟主内弟兄姐妹们分享啊，分享的题目呢是叫定睛在耶稣基督身上。那就
Okay. So I'm sharing with you, brothers and sisters today, and the title is Put Your Eyes on Lord Jesus Christ.
大家先把圣经打开啊，我们读两段经文。第一段经文是在约翰福音13:1-2啊，约翰福音。
The first verse is in John chapter 13:1-2. Let's open the Bible.
约翰福音。13:1-2，就是第一。大家翻到了吧？好，如果我们都翻到了，那我们一起来朗读一下1-2。逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时间到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。而且吃饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的心放在西门儿子加利人犹大心里。
Now before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come and he should depart out of his world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And the supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas.Simon's son to betray him.
好，那么我们再翻到哥林多后书，10:4-5。我们
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4-5.
10:4-5，哥林多后书10:4-5。第4-5。好，那我们也一起来读一下啊，10:4-5。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻、是神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down the imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity and every thought to the obedience of Christ.
好，我们读了两段经文，那我们首先来思想一下第一段经文，约翰福音13章其中的2里面，特别是有刮胡的那一段啊，我们看一下，他讲的是魔鬼啊，已将什么什么的意思放在什么什么人的心里。
Okay, now let's think about John chapter 12 verse 2, especially the verse in the parentheses. The devil having now put into the heart of someone to betray him.
我们从这 这一段经文啊，开始思想啊，我们一些自己的一些经历，算起来呢，我来美国啊，真正开始美国的当地生活呢，已经是一年有一个月了。
Come to think about it, I have been living in America for 1 year and a month now.
我回想自己在这段时间的生活啊，与这几十年啊最大的不同和喜乐是什么呢？
As I'm trying to recall what new changes had occurred in my life than the rest of 10 years.
那就是有了教会的生活，有了主日的聚会啊，有了主内弟兄姐妹的关爱，有了祷告啊，有了查经，还有了刚才的那个主日的薄饼。
I found out that I obtained a life with church, the church gathering, the love from brothers and sisters in Christ, prayers, and the Holy Communion.
特别是像我们最近啊，在 WeChat 里面，我们能分享秀云的那个赞美主的那个诗歌啊，让我们真的是在我们的在这个微信之中啊，在领受了主的慈爱啊，主的这种恩典。这一点你不要发了，我刚刚我想到了秀云，我想起了这个，真的是非常的喜乐。就如诗篇133篇一节里面说的，看哪、啊、弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美啊。我呢确实感到啊，这就是我这一年来最大的一个感受啊，跟弟兄姊妹在主内的一种生活，就是诗篇里面这样讲，是何等的善，何等的美。
It's like what Psalm chapter 133 verse 1 had described, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity, and that's how I feel like right now, living with brothers and sisters from Christ.
但是呢，在整个一段时间里面，我总有一件事情啊，在生活中一直困扰我。
But there's always one thing that bothers me in my life.
什么呢？就是情绪啊 ，mood.
And that's mood.
它会在不经意中啊，时好时坏啊，时有急躁啊，时有低落，真的是很是一个问题。
It will break out totally out of my awareness, sometimes good, sometimes bad, and sometimes frustrating, sometimes depressing.
有一次啊，我在阅读一篇有关属灵的文章，他这样讲到一句话，使我很有启发，就是说呢，他说情绪里不完全是自己的情绪。
I was reading a spiritual book once, and I saw this sentence: the emotion that is not my emotion.
因为我们人呢、啊。都会有感觉和天然的情绪啊，如我们的天气会让我们觉得很冷，那么太冷了呢，又会让我们难受。
All human beings contain natural emotions. For example, if the weather's too cold, it won't make you feel good.
这都是啊，神创造我们的时候，给予我们适宜的生存的感觉。
When the Lord created us.He gave us the ability to act according to the surrounding situation.
但是呢，撒旦会利用这些正常的感觉啊，成为控制我们的工具。
However, Satan loves to use it as a manipulative tool.
那就像约翰福音中啊说到的，就魔鬼将败坏的思想放在人的心里，控制人的行为，破坏你平安喜乐的生命。
Just like what John had mentioned, the devil will put evil thoughts into the heart of people, destroying their peaceful lives.
犹大就是一个例子。
Judas is an example.
犹大是谁啊？
Who's Judas?
犹大是耶稣的十二门徒之一，是吧？因为我们从福音书中我们都知道，耶稣传道三年，只有这十二个门徒。是跟随着他啊，没有离过和他。
We all knew, Judas from the four, gospel chapters, and we know that Jesus only has 12 disciples, and that's only the 12 disciples that who, they are the one who follows him and doesn't depart him.
这十二个门徒啊，跟耶稣啊一起在旷野里分餐露宿啊，在加利利海里面啊一起经历的暴风骤雨。
Those 12 disciples suffer with Jesus Christ, and they also experience those storm, the storms in the Sea of Galilee.
所以这十二个门徒跟一般啊跟随耶稣的人来说呢，他更敬重耶稣，更爱戴耶稣。
So those 12 disciples were more.Has more respect towards Jesus Christ and more love towards him than any other followers of Jesus Christ.
意志力也比一般人啊坚强，忍耐力啊也比一般人来的更深一点。
And they are able to persevere more than any other people and able to sustain the beliefs better than any other people.
那属灵的知识，我想也比一般的人啊来的多。
And they are also stronger in spiritual than any other people.
但就是这十二门徒之一犹大，魔鬼就能把卖耶稣的这个心思啊，就轻易的放在犹大的心里。
But Satan can easily put the thoughts of selling Jesus into Judah, who is one of the 12 disciples of Jesus.
所以我们跟门徒啊相比。其实还是有一定的距离。
Compared to the 12 disciples, we are so lag behind.
所以我们更容易被撒旦容易攻击，以及容易控制。
So we're more easier to be manipulated by Satan and be used by Satan.
这是真的。他会在你寒冷的感觉中放入孤独、自怜、堕落。
He will make you feel lonely and self-pity and corrupted.
在你享受幸福的时候，让你恐慌、自卑、纠结。
And when you enjoy your happiness, he makes you feel scared, inferior, and entangled.
在你独处的时候，放入寂寞、悲观。
And when you are alone, he will create pessimistic and dolefulness.
在你低谷的时候，放入绝望。
And during rough times, he will make you feel hopeless.
看到我们这个美国的东部啊，这个寒冷的这种气候啊，其实我们心里也有这种感觉，所以这也是一个例子啊。
And the coldness in New England of America is a typical example.
所以我们以为那些情绪啊都是自己的，我们也认为那些都是真实的。
We believe ourselves to be the one who's in charge of emotions, and we consider those emotions to be real.
其实是我们老我的思想在发挥的作用。
But in reality, it's the ideology of our old self that's playing the role.
我们头脑中无时无刻运作的是什么呢？就是我们的思想我们的 mind.
Okay, we're always using our old ideology, our mind.
思想是人要在这个世上挑战的第一个战场。
This ideology is the first thing that we have to overcome in this world.
我们通常会觉得某一个人或某一件事能伤害自己。
Generally, we think that someone or something is the only thing that can harm us.
其实每一个下一秒你就会被撒旦插进来的情绪同样打得体无完肤。
But every second, the emotions that was inserted by Satan can also injure you until you have muscle bruises.
这个当我们不能上我经常就是上这个当。
We can't afford to fall for it, and I always fall for it.
为什么呢？因为举一个简单的例子我经常开车的时候就会有车跟在你屁股叫 tailgate， 你这时候就会感觉到是什么样的感觉一种是烦躁以及呢，有一种就情绪的不稳定，是吧？这个其实并不说那个后面的车会对你损伤什么，但是你会觉得自己很是不舒服，很是一种威胁感。
And when I'm driving, there's usually cars tailgating me on the road, and I usually feel frustrated. It's not because of the car can do anything to you, but it's just because like he's in your way and it doesn't make you feel good.
Yeah. 我们会因为看到的环境产生情绪，这个情绪呢却不见得是真实的。
We will have different emotions according to different circumstances, but those emotions aren't always real.
但我们却总会因为这不真实的情绪做出很多失控的行为。
But in many circumstances, we decide to make decisions based on those emotions.
就像傀儡一样被这情绪挟制住。
And allowing ourselves to be controlled by them.
在生活中我们经常也会碰到一些让我们情绪失控的事情。
We encounter many things in our lives that will cause us to lose our temper.
想想我们有的时候我们热心的对待人却得到的是什么冷脸相迎。
It's like when your enthusiasm encounters cold rejections.
你的好心劝导孩子却不以为然甚至呢与你对着干。
You're trying to persuade your child kindly, but they just don't accept it. Sometimes even doing the exact opposite as you told them to.
有时候在工作中我们也是对公司赤胆忠心，却公司呢无动于衷这种也是会有的时候我们在工作中会碰到这些情况。
When you're working, you're doing everything you can for your company, but your boss just don't see it.
面对这些。情况呢我们有时候的情绪就会有波动有一些就是情绪的低落。
While you're encountering those difficulties, we're likely to have emotional fluctuations.
这是我们应当如何去应对和摆脱呢
?So how can we prevent that from happening?
我们会用什么方法我们作为基督徒
?What can we do for Christians? As a Christian.
我觉得会有祷告对吧祷告是我们基督徒最好的也是最有效的一个方法。
We usually pray, and praying is one of the strongest weapons that Christians can use.
但是在祷告的时候之前呢我们要做些什么样的准备也是很重要的。
But we have to do important things before praying.
那我想跟大家分享一下这方面。我觉得我们要做首先我们要自己做自己思想的主人。
We have to become our master of our emotions.
因为我们要对自己的情绪say stop.
We have to say stop to our emotions.
因为及时的控制未知来源的情绪蔓延是保守我们心和行为的一个至关重要的一步。
The key step to control our thinking and action is to stop the spreading of our emotions from the norms.
控制你的情绪就是控制住魔鬼对你生命的行为。
Control your emotions is preventing Satan from controlling your life.
抵挡住你的情绪就是抵挡了魔鬼拆毁的诡计。
Blocking your emotions is preventing Satan from intruding your path.
所以我们对于处理自己的情绪的态度
Will we react to our emotions?
就是在我们看不到的那个维度上真真实实的与魔鬼交战的一个表现。
It's the time when we are actually fighting the devil.
魔鬼控制你的思想渗入你的情绪。
Satan wishes to manipulate your thoughts, permeating into your emotions.
然后让你听从这个思想去产生行动
and making you take actions based on those emotions.
用这些情绪和行动去破坏你周边的任何关系
using those emotions to destroy your relationship with the people around you.
挑拨你与爱人、朋友之间的关系，影响你与上帝之间的关系
forming your relationship between your loved ones and your friends, affecting the connection between you and God.
这种情况多的是吧比如说我们常常因为爱人一句不中听的话就耿耿于怀一天或者更久。
There's lots of situations like that. Sometimes we will remember the words that we don't like to hear for a long period of time.
或者 好朋友一句啊苦口的良言啊，你却听了以后呢，却闷闷不乐，也是很长的时间。
Or we will be upset for a whole entire day because what our friends say to us.
甚至我们其实还会摧毁啊你跟你自己的关系。
Sometimes it even destroys the connection between you and yourselves.
所以撒旦对思想的操控性啊，远比我们想象的更可怕。
Satan's ability to manipulate is far more scary than we thought.
一切都因为我们心里的意念而变得混浊、败坏、压抑和灭亡。
Everything can turn upside down due to our emotions.
就像犹大那个小小的心思啊，就出卖了耶稣一样。
Just like the little thought in Judas' heart, it sold Jesus Christ.
所以我们要意识到自己思想的伪装性。
We have to identify our disguised emotions.
因为人性中的自以为是啊。
Because we're human, we always think ourselves to be right.
这个自以为是会让我们一次一次败给情绪。
Causing us to be defeated by our emotions.
将自己卖给撒旦。
Selling ourselves to Satan.
心甘情愿地活在压抑、忧愁、愤怒之中。
Allowing ourselves to live under pressure, depression, and anger.
因为我们如此信任是自己的思想。
Because we believe in our own thinking so much.
在这个我们崇尚人性自由啊，言论自由，个人主义无限放大的今天呢、啊、
？In this world full of free speeches and individualism.
我们对自己的信任已经被狡猾的仇敌啊利用。
The trust that we have about ourselves are also taken advantage by the devil.
我们无需使用啊别人的语言来攻击你。
They don't need other people to attack you.
只需用啊你自己的思想就可以了。
They only have to use your own thoughts.
因为我们是如此崇拜自己的思想。
Because we worship our thoughts so much.
撒旦会帮助我们自己啊找到更多崇拜自己的理由。
Satan will gladly help us to find more reasons to become self-worshipping.
近的看看就前面小林所讲的啊，我们美国总统的选举。
Just like what Xiaoling has said before, like the president election.
这个整个一个竞选中啊，就是充满的这人性的自以为是。
In this whole entire election, it's full of people's believing themselves.
所以其实，看别人不说，就看看自己，其实也是一样，是吧？我们也是内心中充满的自以为是。
Looking at ourselves, it's the same.
但是呢？我们心里装着谁啊？你的情绪就是由谁发出。
But whom you have in your heart is where your emotion came from.
因为马太福音十二章三十四节中说的，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 says, "For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of."
所以，我们如果当我们啊心里住的是耶稣啊，住的是真理的话。
When your heart is full of Jesus Christ and His words,
顾念的是眼所看不见的盼望。
What you value will become the hope that you can't see.
就像哥林多后书四章十八节所说的，原来我们是顾念，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
Like 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 18, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
如果我们真的是当我们的心中住着是耶稣住着是真理的话我们的情绪就是由什么？由我们的神，我们的主耶稣掌管。
When your heart is full of Jesus Christ, your emotion will be controlled by Lord Jesus Christ.
这时候我们就是是自由的，且没有苦处的。
Then we are free from suffering.
但如果我们心中住的是自己和自己的感受
，But if you're still full of yourself and your own feelings,
我们的情绪不仅是由自己发出的。更成为撒旦的筹码。
your emotions not only belong to you, it also belongs to Satan.
所以我们前面在读那个经文中的哥林多后书啊，10章到14节到5节里面就这样讲到啊。我再读一下，我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样阻拦人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他顺服。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 4 to 5, the weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine powers to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
所以作为基督徒啊，我们真的是要时刻把自己的眼睛啊盯在那个耶稣基督的身上啊。
We have to put our eyes on Jesus.
因为这时呢，我们身上便有了属灵的勇气和属灵的香气。
Then we will have the power that comes from the Spirit.
如果我们的想法与这世上的想法一致
，If your thinking is the same as the thought of this world,
那么我们所做出的最终也如世上人所行的一样。
Then your actions will be always just like the other people.
没有节制的思想会产生随心所欲的那种欲望、行为，不是欲望。
The thoughts that are out of control will cause you to do anything you wish.
因此我们要靠着服从神的话语来控制你的思想。
Therefore, we need to control our thoughts using the word from Jesus Christ.
不要让魔鬼、撒旦诱骗你。
Don't let Satan tempt you.
哪怕是几分钟的放纵和犯罪就会使你生命里失去神的荣耀。
If you let yourself go for even only a minute, it will cause you to lose God's glory in your life.
所以约束你的思想意念，用默想神的话语来代替你随意蔓延的情绪。
Control your thought, think about the word of Lord instead of emotions.
把你的眼睛盯在耶稣身上。
Put your eyes on the Lord.
只有他才是我们的信心的源头和终点。
He is the only one who knows where your confidence came from.
当你靠着顺服主的话语来控制你的时候
when you're using God's words to control your thinking,
你跟对方说的语言也会变得美好和动听起来。
The way you speak to others will change.
这是真的。这是真的，这是，我深有体会当，我的身体里面有耶稣的光照进来，并有他的慈爱住在我心里的时候我有时候我就会对我家姊妹说上这个四句话，
Whenever the Lord is inside my heart, I will always think about approving my wife.
什么四句话呢？第一句，你真棒，第二句，我爱你，第三句是对不起，第四句是谢谢。
What do I say to her? The first one's you're awesome, and the second one's I love you, and the third one's I'm sorry, and the fourth one is thank you.
这真的这四句话不是我一下子说出来，就是在有的时候什么情况下说出来。这时候真的你的情绪其实也会变好你的情绪也会变好他再坏的再坏的那种对你的态度或者这种怎么说不讲理的那种情况他也会软下来
OK
这个我自由发挥
OK whenever say those things to her, like not only she will become, not only her emotion will become subside, also my emotion will become calm. And I can remember the rest.
Okay. 对，陈玉成不在啊。所以但是还有呢，就是我们要知道，即使魔鬼将出卖啊耶稣的心是放在犹大心里。
We also need to know, even though the devil had put the thought of selling Jesus into Judas' heart,
也是啊，成就神计划的一部分。
It is also part of Jesus' plan.
所以我们其实不用惧怕我们自己的情绪。
So we don't have to be afraid of emotions.
因为当你认识神的时候啊，你的生命就在他的手里。
So when you come to know Jesus Christ, your life is in His hand.
情绪呢，有时候会，也许会伤害你。
The mood.Sometimes can hurt you.
也许会短时间呢做不到很好的控制。
But and it maybe in short times you can't really control it.
但是至少你要相信我们的灵魂和生命啊，不是情绪所能破坏的。
But you have to know that our spirit and our main idea of our lives are not cannot be harmed by the emotions.
我们的情绪啊，不是生命的中心。我们要努力去忽略它。
We have to find ways to ignore it because emotions are not a central part of our lives.
这种不良的情绪啊，都是暂时片面啊，甚至毫无意义的。
Emotions are temporary, even negligible.
当我们心中啊被控制的时候，被情绪控制的时候，我们要告诉自己啊，这个情绪不是真的。
Whenever we're overcame by our emotions, we have to tell ourselves those emotions are not real.
圣经啊，多次啊，都这样告诉我们要跳出，环境，跳出眼目。
The Bible keeps reminding us that we have to get out from the surrounding situation and concentrate ourselves on Jesus Christ.
所以定睛在耶稣身上，才是得到真正平安。
Concentrating on Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to obtain peace.
诗篇119篇15节到18节啊，也是这样说。
So does Psalm 119 verses 15 to 18.
我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路，我要在你的律例中致乐，我不要忘记你的话，求你用厚恩待你的仆人。使我存活，我就遵守你的话，求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decree. I will not neglect your word. Be good to your servants while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law.
因着神对我们所说的话语
using the words of Christ,
我们要跳出撒旦的这种掌控
we have to get away from Satan's control.
同样我们要跳出我们的这种情绪
in the same way we have to get away from our emotions.
跳出他要让我们悲观的情绪
get away from pessimist's ideas.
跳出他要你愤怒的愤怒情绪
Get away from your anger.
跳出你要让你怯懦的情绪。
Get away from your fear.
跳出一切他要让你远离平安喜乐的谎言。
Get away from everything that causes you to lose connection with peace and joy.
这是我们要获得真正自由的生命的重要的一课。
This is an important lesson that we need for obtaining life from God.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.
好，我们低头坐下，结束。爱我们的主，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Our dear Jesus Christ, we really appreciate you.
感谢你，让圣灵常住在我们周围，住在我们心里。
Thank you for letting your Holy Spirit living within us.
求主，也求主亲自拿去以上一切属于人的想法。
I just pray that you will take everything that belongs to this world, take it away from my mind.
留下你的应允的感动。
And put your words into my heart.
流入到我们生命中还有忧伤黑暗的角落。
Let it flow into our body that has wherever it's dark.
我们所处的环境时常变化。
Also around us changes daily.
我们没有办法控制。
We have absolutely no control over it.
每一天都有无数的为什么，时常把情绪压得自己透不过气来。
There's always all those things that can't be explained in this world that is always pressuring us.
求主抬高你的眼目，用你智慧遮盖我们的愚蠢。
Please cover all foolishness with your wisdom.
让你的光照亮在我们身上。
Let your light shine on us.
让我们生命中那黑暗忧伤的角落充满了你的光。
Let the dark side of our lives lighten up using your lights.
让我们活在你的话语和使命里。
Let us live in your words and your ways.
看我们的情绪为小，看你的心意为大。
Let us neglect our emotions and focus more on you.
看自己为小，看你为大。
Make ourselves smaller and seeing you as the main idea.
感谢主，祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.